It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to Border Crossings. Welcome to our Thursday show. We have a singer-songwriter in our studios today. Barry Lee joins us, and she'll be talking about her debut album tonight, I'm Unchained. That's coming up in the next 30 minutes, so stay tuned to Border Crossings. Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Welcome to our program. Barry Lee is on tour for a brand new album. It's her debut CD, and we'd like to welcome to DC Barry Lee. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, the name of the album tonight, I'm
Unchained.
Unchained.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean? Are you chained otherwise, or what's happening here?
This album, I feel like it's my first full-length album, so mm-hmm. I really wanted a culmination of who I am as a person, and I really didn't know who I was until I made this album, so I felt like it really set me free, and I was finally free to be who I wanted to be as an artist.
I'm Unchained. So who did you discover that you were that you didn't know?
I discovered, well, I always knew I was tough. because you kind of have to be if you grew up in my family. But I wanted to show a softer side as well. And I feel like on this song, I'm more vulnerable than I've ever been on this song. On this album, I'm more vulnerable than I've ever been. And then I also have party songs, which is me. And I have some bad girl songs about bad killing husbands. And
Have you had a husband?
No, not yet. But I watch a lot of ID Channel. And I'm like, that's where they went wrong. That's where I would have gotten away with it.
Well, I was looking at your blogs, and you do seem like a very honest and direct kind of person.
Yes, very
much
so.
You don't pull any punches. You're right to the point.
To a flaw.
And I also saw where you got a couple of dogs. You just adopted some dogs or something?
Actually, my friend works with Sleepy's Daydream out here, which is a pit bull rescue. Mm-hmm. And I just help her get dogs from Tennessee to Maryland. And I foster some dogs. I love animals.
So there is a soft side.
There is. When it comes to animals and people that I care about and good people, there's a soft side. But when people deserve it, I'll kick them in the
All right. So you decided as a young girl growing up that maybe basketball wasn't your thing.
Yes. My brother's the basketball player.
And music was going to be your thing. About what time did you decide music was the direction you wanted to go?
I started writing when I was about 7. And I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea what to do with that. But I knew that words were coming out me and I had to do something with it. So I taught myself how to play piano and I started playing violin. I was so bad that my mom asked me to stop. She literally begged me. And I picked up the guitar at 13. It was my mom's guitar. And I started a punk band. And I had so much fun. We would have people crowd surfing and it was crazy. So I decided that that's what I wanted to do. And then I went into high school and I wasn't really playing as much. And I went to college. And I was skipping class to write songs. So I was like, all right, this is it. I need to start playing full time. So that's what I did.
Now, from punk to Etta James, how did you make that transition?
Well, my mom is a hardcore rocker. Like, had me listening to Led Zeppelin in the crib. And then my dad listened to a lot of Motown, so I got a lot of soul from him. And then my grandma was a blues singer back in the day. So she taught me the blues side. And then country was just, everybody in my family kind of loved country, so... I got a mix of everything.
You got a
and I loved punk, so.
Of everything going on.
Pretty much.
So now you've built our interest, and we want to hear you perform live if you
Very
do that
cool.
for us.
Very cool. I would love that. Thank you.
What are you going to sing?
The song is called Free of You, and it's on my new album, Tonight I'm Unchained.
And what did you write this about, or what
this
inspired
this? This is
the
husband-killing song.
Oh, this is, we're going to start it off with a husband-killing
song.
You
know, I got to start big. I wrote this song. I was watching the ID channel, and this woman set her husband on fire and left. And I was like, that's a great idea for a song. But she left fingerprints everywhere, so I wouldn't have done that.
Well, I'm very interested to hear this song. Barry Lee with us here on Border Crossings.
Thank you.
Put the cigarettes in my lips as I gave it one last glance. Smell it. Whiskey nights and kerosene fights was enough to take a chance. Burn that dusty shack down with one match and a prayer. Took a good long look and went on my way as redemption filled the air.
Great. Barry Lee, live here on Border Crossings off the album tonight, I'm Unchained. And so you've lived in quite a few different places. I mean, you moved around a bit. Michigan, what? I'm from Michigan.
Actually, not Michigan.
No, no.
I've had a million roommates from Michigan, though.
Uh-huh. And where have you lived? I know Nashville and
I'm
LA
actually from Maryland, originally. Darnestown, Maryland.
Okay.
And then I moved to L.A. in middle school, back to Maryland in high school. And then by myself, I moved to L.A. for 2 years and then Nashville.
Mm-hmm. So how did you pick each place you moved? And
Well, growing up, my mom moved us around because we had a lot of family stuff going on. So she wanted to try new things. And then as we got older, I decided I wanted to move to LA to pursue music, and I ended up working 40 plus hours a week, so that didn't happen. So I decided to move to Nashville, which is my true dream.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Entertainment Tonight in LA, which was really exciting, and the music guy there was like, you need to be in Nashville, and he gave me all these contacts, made some phone calls, mm-hmm. and I moved.
Wow, that's great. And so now you've got your own record company.
I do, yeah. Starfish Music.
But that's, that. You know, I mean, you're an entrepreneur. You're a businesswoman.
Trying, yeah. My goal is to sign other artists under my label someday.
How long have you had the label?
I've had it since I started because I wanted to keep 100% of everything always, publishing, my music, just everything. I wanted it under the umbrella of Starfish.
Right. It's a tough business
it
right
is
now.
A tough
I mean,
business.
The big labels, the majors, they take a lot of control away and a lot of the money
yeah.
and whatnot. So, and there's a lot of talk about that with Taylor Swift and some
right.
of the things she's been doing.
She's
recently.
The smartest person in music.
Well,
I will give her that.
An inspiration for a lot, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, why did you pick Starfish for your label name?
My family's always been really into the beach and water, and my mom grew up on the ocean. My grandpa sold yachts, so fish
wow.
and starfish, I mean, it just made sense.
Mm.
And my mom always wears a lucky starfish on her neck. And
you got a medallion.
Yeah, I have a few. This is from my mom. And yeah.
Sounds like you're close, very close
very
to mom.
Close. She's my best friend,
your
other
best
than my
friend.
Brother.
And does she come out on the shows, on tour with you?
She usually does. Yeah, not today. She had to work, but yeah, she's usually with me.
Is this your first tour, or have you
no,
been touring
I've
for a
No, I've been
long
on
time?
Tour for about, I'd say about 4 years,
four
on and
years.
Off. Yeah, and my breaks wow. are like 2 weeks usually.
So why did you wait so long for an album?
Well, I put the album out last summer, and I really wanted to make sure I was ready, and I felt like I didn't deserve an album, to be honest, until I had a lot of tour time under my belt.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to work my way up. So.
And you wrote most of the songs?
Yeah,
on the
I wrote six by myself, and I co-wrote four of them.
Mm-hmm. So is that something you like to do, is write your own music? You
don't yeah,
sing?
I will never do somebody else's song unless it's like a bonus track or something.
And how about writing for other people? Is that something
that
you
want to
do?
That I do. I actually write with a lot of artists around Nashville and people that I believe in, people I know they're going to take it and do something with it.
Now, you mentioned the last song you just performed was inspired by a TV show and a tragic story.
Yes.
Do you have other places that are interesting you find inspiration for music? Because that's an unusual place.
Yeah.
From a TV show.
I mean, for me, I've always had trouble expressing my feelings, and I usually don't talk about personal things. My whole family's that way. We keep it tight, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
For me, music is a really good way to get that out, but I like telling other people's stories. So if you listen to my softer songs, those are usually about me and about my personal life and the party songs, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like writing about other people's lives. I find it so fascinating, and it's a way of being part of it.
How about your favorite songs on your new album? I mean, the ones that...
Never Come Back is my all-time favorite.
All-time favorite.
Yeah,
are you going to do that?
That's the one they just played, actually.
Oh, the one that... Oh,
yeah,
that's
my
it on
single.
The okay, that's the new single.
Yes, and I love it because it's 100% me. It's really gritty. It's rock and roll. It's Southern rock, which is how I define myself.
So I was going to ask you what lane you feel you fit best in.
I feel Southern rock.
Southern rock's where you're... Most comfortable.
Yep.
Coming from Darnestown, is there a lot of
it's not even on the
Southern
map,
rock influence in Darnestown?
You know, I grew up listening to a lot of the jam bands were like in their 50s and 60s playing rock and roll, and I always thought that was so cool. And then my friends' bands were like punk.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a way to mix all of that, and country music has been a part of me since I was born. So it's a way to kind of incorporate all of that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever look back at the songs you wrote when you first started at 14, 15, and say, what
so
was I
bad.
Thinking? What was going on?
Or... You know, when I was 13, it wasn't so bad. I had an album with my band Skiff, and the songs were real, and they were about real things, and people actually really liked them. But before that, it was like robots and dolphins, and nothing made sense.
Well, things that a 13-year-old girl probably
yeah,
should
right?
be in. As opposed to some of the other things that are going on in the world today.
Yeah,
and
it could be worse.
I know that you mentioned you perform in clubs where there's a lot of truckers.
Truckers,
and you like
dive
that.
Bars,
that's one of your favorite places
yep.
to be. And I don't know if the international audience can relate to that, if they have trucker clubs you know, yeah. around the world where we're broadcasting now. But
yeah, it's a lot of biker bars. And for me personally, I know I'm like blonde and tan, and I walk in and they're like, oh, great, another Carrie Underwood or something, you know, and there's already one of those. They don't need another one. So I get up there and I start playing Southern rock, and they love it. So for me, that's I love playing places where they really enjoy the music. And I play a lot of Skinner, I play a lot of Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, so they like that.
All right. Well, we're excited to have you on the show today, and you're going
to
do
you
another
so
song
much.
For
I'd
us.
Love to.
I would like to hear something new. And the new album is called Tonight I'm Unchained. It's your debut album. So I know you're very excited. This is a very exciting time for a musician to put out the debut album.
A full-length album at that is really exciting.
All right, what are you going to do for us?
This song is called Was She Pretty, and I wrote it with my friend Mamie Lou in Nashville. And it's about when you're cheated on, it's the perspective of the person who's being cheated on. You want to know if they're prettier than you. I mean, that's like a typical girl reaction. What did she look like? So this is our take on that.
What was she wearing?
Tell me I'm cuter. The song is called Was She Pretty.
Just tell the truth, I won't ask again. I saw when you walked in, she wasn't a friend. You looked away, thought I couldn't tell. That you've been throwing pennies down another as well. To know, but you have to tell how another came to put you under a spell. Did you dim the lights? Did you hold a hand? Or was voodoo to blame? Or are you just a foolish man?
Here on Border Crossings on the Voice of America, song about being pretty. You are obviously a very attractive young lady. You were in TV in Los Angeles.
Yes.
So why leave the TV business for music?
Well, I wasn't on TV. I was just Entertainment
TV.
Tonight. Yeah. I was actually working for a podiatrist.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So movies, TV, is that something in the cards for you? Or is...
I feel really comfortable in front of a camera. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you could tell. But yeah, I think that's something that I would eventually like to do. But I want to prove that music is my first love. And this is my passion. And if I couldn't do TV, I'd be okay with that. But it would be fun. Mm-hmm.
And Motown. I read Motown is something that influenced your direction.
My dad's whole side of the family is obsessed with Motown. And they're... like the most clean cut, squeaky clean people, and they listen to like hardcore Motown. It's so awesome.
Because I'm listening to the Southern rock. Obviously, I'm hearing that vibe and soul and country mixed together, a little bit of, you know, grittiness, Bonnie Raitt-esque and Emmylou Harris, that kind of sound. But you mentioned Motown, and also Dolly Parton is an influence.
She, as far as business goes, I think she is brilliant. She just started from nothing and worked her way up into this, you know, multi-billionaire. She's so smart. I'm really obsessed with her.
Now, for you know, a musician who's kind of, you know, getting, well, you're not getting started, but this is your first album.
Yes.
Have you thought about the TV show route that a lot of people have gone
like
to?
The Voice.
The Voice and X Factor and American Idol and all that stuff.
You know,
because Megan Lindsay was on last week and she came up through that direction.
She, first of all, Megan Lindsay blew me out of the water because I used to watch her when she played with Steel Magnolias.
Right,
just showed a whole different side of herself. I love her. So good for her. But, you know, I've been emailed by The Voice every season and they're like, come on out, audition. You already passed the first round. But I know so many people. My friend Paul Fowle was on last season. And there's so many people that I think are really talented that don't even get that far because they don't have the right look or they're not marketable enough. So I think I'd rather just do it my own way and even if it's harder.
Right. Well, that's good. That's you know, really to be commended.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You know, you've taken charge of your career. And I got that sense about you from, like I said, the blog.
Yeah.
You're not one to be pushed around.
No way.
Too easily. But Barry Lee's with us. So if people want to reach out to you and talk to you and find out, you know, more about your career and where you're headed, where you're going to perform, get the album, where can they go? Other than Amazon and iTunes.
Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, all that. But if you just type in barrylee.com, that's BARRILEIGH.com, you can find my music, you can find high-resolution photos, my bio, pretty much anything you need press. It's all there.
And how about international touring? Have you done much? Do you want to do some?
But oh my gosh, I would love to.
Where would you like to go?
I would love to go to Greece, Australia, England, Ireland, just everywhere.
All the places we're broadcasting right
now. Yeah, exactly.
So everybody's listening to Barry Lee. Send an invitation.
Yeah,
and she'll be happy to come out.
Invite me out there. I'll be there.
Come out and perform. So what's on the agenda for the year ahead? Where are you going to be playing next? What do you got going on in your upcoming schedule?
I actually, after today, I have a show tomorrow in Tacoma Park at Republic. And then on Saturday, I have a show at Hard Times in Frederick. So if you guys are around, you should come on out. But after that, I have a bunch of shows, obviously, because I'm on tour. But then I have a music video that we're working on that's going to come out this fall.
Great. And
I'm so excited.
Who would you like to work with that you're, you know, on your list of people, your wish list?
I'm obsessed with Chris Stapleton. I have been in love with him since the Steel Drivers. I think he's so talented. I would love to work with him. And he's Southern rock, very gritty. But also, as far as like other genres, I really love this rapper Yellow Wolf. And he is, I just think he's so cool. He's from Alabama, and I would love to collaborate with him.
Oh, cool.
He's brilliant.
Well, you got a lot of different sides to you.
Yeah.
You want a country, rap.
20 personalities in one person.
Well, Barry Lee is our guest in our studios, and we're going to get you to do one more song for us. What is this song that you're going to sing?
This song is called Man's World, and I wrote it about the fact that my entire family, other than my mom, she made sure to tell me to say that, they think I should marry a doctor or a lawyer, somebody that can take care of me. And I was like, no, I can take care of myself. Thank you very much. Same with learning to ride a motorcycle. I really want to teach myself. So that way when a guy says, come on, hop on back, I can say, no, I'll ride my own motorcycle.
Yeah, you hop on back.
Exactly. So the song is like the ultimate feminism song.
All right, cool.
It's called Man's World.
the debut album tonight, I'm Unchained.
Yes, sir.
She's off the chain. She's on tour. When you tour, are you doing acoustic or do you have a band with you?
It's mostly just me. If it's something that I need a full band for, like a festival or something, I'll get an entire band. And usually we're like a 6-7-piece band. Or sometimes I'll just get a utility player to ride along with me.
If you had the ability to say, here's my dream band, I want these guys, who would you pick?
Tedeschi Trucks.
Okay.
That whole band, I'll take them all.
Very
didn't even have to think about it.
Yeah, obviously you've been asked that before. Now, the new CD, one of the hardest challenges must have been, because as a songwriter, you've written hundreds and hundreds of songs.
Right.
Picking the 12 songs or so that you want to put on your very first album.
Right. It's definitely tough. And I actually wrote about half of it a day before I went into the studio.
Really?
Yeah.
All the songs you've had and you...
Yeah. The first five songs were recorded about 8 months before the second five, second set of five. And my ex-boyfriend played on a few of them and we broke up. And so I had a lot more material for the second half. And I really feel proud of it. They're songs that I feel really represent me because, you know, when you write hundreds of thousands of songs, you have so much material, but it's not always you. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this album really represents me.
Have you started thinking about the next album?
It's already written.
It's already written. Yeah. See, that's what I thought. Musicians are always writing songs.
The wheels are always spinning.
Always spinning.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And to have you in our studios. Barry Lee is our guest tonight. I'm Unchained is the debut album, BarryLee.com. Please check out that website. I'm Larry London, and you are tuned to Border Crossings.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA1. Lundin on VOA1's Border Crossings.
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar, see more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. You got a fast car, fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Border Crossings, and it is the Grammy-winning Tracy Chapman. And a request from Dirigit Abene, who's listening to Border Crossings, and that's called Fast Car from Tracy Chapman. And she kind of keeps a low profile these days. She does perform occasionally, but not anywhere near as much as she once did. In fact, her last album was out in 2008 called Our Bright Future. She is a very outspoken person when it comes to social issues such as AIDS and poverty. She's involved with a lot of different charity organizations and supports those organizations. Thank you very much for your request. Also, we heard some music from Pitbull and Enrique Iglesias for the students of Uganda Technical College. And a shout-out from Omara Richard, who is listening, and he's a big fan of Border Crossings, and we love you. Thank you very much, everybody in Uganda, for tuning into our show. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. I'd like to say hello to our social media gang, Joanne Lai and Yunusa and Eddie Kojo, Brian Cabasso, Duk Nguyen. It's been a long time since I heard from Duk Nguyen, who is in Vietnam, but welcome back. Lovely Josephine checked in, Roy Creole, and let's see, Magdalwit, Wande, Yao Bebley. A lot of different people going to Facebook.com. We'll talk about them in just a couple of minutes. But first, a song request from Red It. And this is Mario, How Do I Breathe, for everybody in Ethiopia.
How do I breathe?
Border Crossings.
Please don't stop the music. 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 Music.
Crossings, and that is Rihanna. That is Don't Stop the Music for Edward David Wilson. And Rihanna apparently had sued her former accountant for a number of millions, for something like, $25 million or something like that, because he mismanaged her career and lost her a lot of money. So they settled out of court last year for about $10 million. That's how much he paid her to end the lawsuit and make make her go away, as they say. But and in 2009, under his advice, she bought a house and spent millions of dollars on it. Then the house started falling apart. It had all kinds of plumbing problems and water damage and things like that. And she said, hey, you know, what's going on? You sold me a house. You recommended I buy it. And it's a mess. But thank you, Edward, for requesting the Rihanna song here on Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Elena. Elena Reagan is a new listener. She's in Ethiopia, and she says, I love your program. We love you, Elena, and I thank you for listening. And she made a request, which we'll play. It takes 3 to 5 days to get a request played on the show from the day we get it. So if you make the request today, 3 to 5 days from today, we'll be able to play it. Lord OG is listening. Gabetti Joseph in Nigeria. King Izana is a new listener. Hello, King Izana. Yared Yosef. Abi Suasu is tuned in. Al Haji checked in. Wesley Ballin. Maud Coley wrote in, I love the show. Rakundo's listening. Yunusa in Nigeria. Donatus. And Eddie. Eddie just checked in. Eddie Kojo said, hey, play Miley Cyrus because today's her birthday. Well, whether it's her birthday or not, it takes 3 to 5 days to get a song on. So I'm sorry to say that, but happy birthday, Miley. Anyway, we love you. This is Border Crossings. Here's one for one of our favorite listeners, Edwina. Edwina Isatu Jallo. She listens in Sierra Leone. And she says, dedicate this next Britney Spears song to my grandfather, whose quote is, he is too hot these days. Okay. Here is Britney Spears and Womanizer.
Just what you are. Boy, don't try to front. I know just.
Border Crossings, and that is Britney Spears and a womanizer, and she's been in a little exchange of, unpleasant tweets with Iggy Azalea, and apparently Iggy is now saying that she and Britney are fine. The media's making it sound like the two of them don't like each other. So, Britney's career goes on in Las Vegas for a little while longer before she, you know, goes out on her own world tour. She said she misses touring, so that's something she wants to do in the near future. I want to say hello to Amara, who checked in on Facebook. Brian's in Zambia. Alphonse is listening. And Nathaniel Nathan also checked in. So thank you all for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and sending us a request or just a message to say hi. Let us know that you're listening, which is just as valuable and just as important to us here at Border Crossings. Don't forget Twitter. You can go to Twitter.com and send a tweet to BCBOA. And in just 2 minutes, when we leave the studios and the phones are turned off, you can always send email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer behind the console today, and Felicia, who is directing and producing the program. I'm Larry London. Have a great night, and we'll be back tomorrow here on Border Crossings, starting at 1500 Universal on the VOA1 Music Network. Bring it on down.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We'll be right back.